Not in my name will you kill my brother.
That's Madison singer Jan Wheaton singing an original song written for last night's event. There was a standing room only crowd at the Orpheum, and more than 100 people had to be turned away because the theater had reached its legal capacity. Those who got in were treated to a series of performances that included theater, jazz, spirituals, and political speeches. It was inspired by the national Not in Our Name movement that was founded by musicians and artists in New York just a month after the attack on the World Trade Center. Central to the movement is a pledge of resistance against the current war on terrorism and the planned war against Iraq.
Not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths, no more transfusions of blood for oil.
That's State Representative Mark Pocan reading a paragraph from the pledge. He was joined on stage by Senator Fred Risser, Madison's Mayor Sue Bauman, and Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk, and several members of the Madison School Board, as well as two mayoral candidates, each reading a paragraph of the pledge and then leading the entire theater in unison.
It is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our name.
Unlike traditional peace rallies, there was no chanting last night, but there were some spirited dramatic readings, like this one from Tony Kushner's Broadway play, Homebody Kabul, performed here by Spring Green actress Sarah Day.
Save us from God! From war, from exile, from oil exploration, from no oil exploration, from the West, from children with rifles carrying stones. Only children with rifles carrying stones can save us. You will never understand.
Fellow actor Jim DeVita also read from a statement by Tony Kushner calling for active resistance to the war.
And I choose to believe we will do what is required. Act, organize, assemble, oppose, resist today. Now, continue.
There were also political speeches by Madison activist attorney Ed Garvey and two-time Socialist Presidential Party candidate David McReynolds. Garvey raised the traditional anti-war concern about the need to spend money on social programs rather than war.
What do we lose if we have this war? Oh, they say it could only be $30 billion or $100 billion or $200 billion. Are you kidding? When we don't have enough money for special education in the state of Wisconsin and in this country, there is something fundamentally wrong with the thinking that says we can afford bombs and planes, we can't afford to take care of our children's needs.
And McReynolds had some simple advice for the Bush administration on how to deal with Iraq.
Leave Iraq alone, because in the fullness of time, all of the natural conflicts between workers and bosses, including Saddam, all of the things that happen in any society that happened in the Soviet Union, and that, God willing, will happen here, will happen also in Iraq. They will happen without any help from us. Leave it alone.
Capital Times editor and Nation columnist John Nichols invoked the anti-war tradition of Wisconsin, citing Robert La Follette's opposition to World War I, and he called on one of Wisconsin's current senators to be true to that tradition.
And our elected representatives in Congress have a moral duty to echo our words, not the words of George W. Bush, not in our name, not in Wisconsin's name. Herb Kohl, change your vote on this war.
Last night's event closed with a traditional spiritual that made the event feel like it might have been held 30 years ago during the war in Vietnam. In fact, it was a Vietnam veteran, Will Williams, and his wife who led the crowd in singing.
Gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside.
A statewide anti-war rally in Madison is planned for this Saturday. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside to study war no more. Well, I ain't.